Hey guys, Duncan here again. How's everyone doing? Man, today's been such a long, hard day. I mean, just crazy days at the office at the minute. Working from home as well because of all the coronavirus, etc. Makes everything a lot more lonesome, to be honest. Got me thinking as well. When I do eventually leave my 9 to 5 and turn my 9 to 5 while building my fortune, and then turn my fortune of what I'm building for into my forever, helping people, selling my products, doing my thing. I was just thinking it's going to be very hard to say goodbye to these guys. Obviously, I want to stay in touch with them, but I just kind of feel like almost like guilty or a fraudster because I've never mentioned it to anybody. So I'm just building towards something I want. But I suppose that's just a fear of me saying I don't know what other people think of me. So again, that just plays into my fears. So anyway, as promised, I'm going to talk about, some of the main things you get with the one of the offers you get with the One Funnel Away challenge. And it all comes back to Steve Larson. I can relate to him heavy. He was he had his job at ClickFunnels. He had a mortgage payment. He had a wife, two kids, and his wife pregnant at the time. And he left his job, and he said to himself, "I know it's going to be all right. I'm going to do this." And it took him 13 months for him and his team, after leaving, to make his first $1 million. And that brings me to the first bonus offer for the One Funnel Away challenge. So that is, there's 30 gurus on there, including Julie Stolen, Spencer Meacham, and obviously Steve Larson. So it's a 30 days away. So they say if they lost everything, what would they do? Step by step, 30 days to get everything back. Now with this, you get your 30 gurus. You get the interviews with them, with Stephen Larson. It's an hour and 20 minutes, and you also get a written chapter of many pages outlining what they would do every single day for those 30 days to get everything back. And I'm going to focus on Steve Larson because he's the man I really relate to. So he was saying if he lost everything and had to get everything back, he would start sharing his struggles, forming his attractive character from day one. He originally thought when he first started out, he's like, "I can't be successful. I can't be an entrepreneur. I don't have a briefcase." And thinking about that's so absurd. But these are one of the many basic false beliefs that people have, that things like that stop them in the tracks from achieving their dreams. But he would publish every day, and share his struggles, his story. He wouldn't create a false persona that, he's already made it or anything along those lines, which people believe that you need to have achieved already. He would publish his struggles every day, publish every day on his podcast. He would post his origin story on the first day, couple of days, delving into that. Then he would talk about, he would create a webinar for his course, for a course he would make, a digital course. And every day he would release secrets, secret number one for whatever the product is, affiliate marketing secret number one, affiliate marketing secret number two, and all relate to his hour and a half, 2 hour webinar that he was going to produce. It would take him the month, and he would So he'd be creating a digital product, always a digital product. In his words, the profit margins are huge. If you go for an e-commerce product, a physical product, in other words, there's no room for error. Everything needs to be perfect, so you can't dump the money back into ads. You know, back in the 80s, you know, people would see a few hundred ads a day. Now you see a few thousand. So you need a hook, something that shakes people. Say, listen to me. You know, this is the answer to everything. So, you know, and he'd be looking for something in a purple ocean to do his product on, not a red ocean where it's hyper competitive. So a product that's everyone's competing for, but he wouldn't go for something so blue in terms of that no one knows about it, because then you have to go, you know, with the buyer, and it's just too far out, it's too risky. So he would, you know, he would then start leveraging people on his interviews, on his podcast, by the end of the first week, beginning of the second week. So he'd be interviewing them, people of two levels of influence above. You know, you've got you starting out, there's somebody that's just above you in the game, and then somebody above them, etc. And you keep going up the levels, and eventually, you know, top tier guy, the guy that's got the most influence in the world, you got Batman. Below that, you got Russell Brunson, and by that, he would leverage your influence to create a list, you know, build his following, and show people his vision and his journey, and that would sell itself. So, I mean, that's touching the surface, and obviously he would. Create his offer stack, produce his webinar, you know, to break down all the false beliefs people have, and every week he'd have a Q&A with his following to say, essentially, they'll be spot checking him without them knowing, to make sure he's on track, you know, asking the questions, you know, make sure everything he's addressed is correct, you know. And yeah, that's pretty much all today. I mean, there's 30 gurus on there, you know, 30 documentaries, and you get the book with it as well. So you get all the chapters. I went for the e-copy, but you can get the digital copy, and it's hundreds of pages with excellent information from all the guys and girls. So, yeah, unbelievable stuff. I mean, Russell Brunson went to Steve Larson and said, "If you had to, you know, if you lost everything today and I put a gun to your head, said you got 30 days to make it, or I'm going to shoot you," he said, "what would you do?" Anyway, see you guys tomorrow. Cheers.